Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Being a king or queen might seem enticing, but more often than not, it comes at the expense of everything else, like your freedom, your privacy, and sometimes even your head, as we well know. Wondery's new podcast, Even the Royals, pulls back the curtain on royal families, past and present, from all over the world, to show you the darker side of what it means to be royalty. Take the story of Grace Kelly, Oscar-winning actress turned Princess of Monaco, who the world saw as the ultimate good girl. She mastered playing a happy wife and mother, but beneath it all, she was desperately lonely. Grace spent her whole life working towards perfection, and it ultimately cost her her happiness. Or take Ludwig II, King of Bavaria. He was only 18 when his father died, leaving the crown to him and a duty to rule that he never wanted. He refused to lead, and used funds from the royal treasury to further his extreme love of opera. And this choice eventually cost him his crown and his life. You're about to hear a preview of Even the Royals. While you're listening, follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A quick note about our show. We do a lot of research for our stories, but we also aren't your boring high school history class. So some details and scenes are dramatized. And today's episode contains swearing that's not exactly suitable for high society. So please be advised. So, Arisha, in the summer of 2023, a life-changing event happened. Barbenheimer. But more importantly, just Barbie, which I'm happy to report to you, I finally watched.
Brooke, you did?
Yes, I knew you'd be so excited.
Oh my God, finally.
Yeah, last weekend. So I know you obviously watched it when it came out. What was your biggest takeaway?
It was a fun movie. Now, I'll be honest, like, it wasn't a movie that I was like, I got to see this over and over again.
Sure.
But it was fun to, like, go back down memory lane of playing with Barbies and the different Barbie types. And, of course, you know, there was America Ferrera's character's, like, big spiel about how hard it is to exist in this world, especially as a woman.
Yes.
Loved it for all of that.
Yes. America Ferrera's monologue was a huge standout for me, too. I know it was a huge standout for everybody. A lot of people were talking about it. It honestly made me tear up, which I was surprised about.
Yeah.
Because I don't usually, like, get too teary.
You're dead inside.
Yeah. I know. Seriously. But, you know, it's the essence of being a woman. Like, you can't be too thin or too big. You can't be too nice or too mean. It's like, give us a break.
You can't win.
Yeah. And I will say, today's story is about a princess who was basically a real-life Barbie.
Ooh.
She was a 1950s Hollywood starlet turned Princess of Monaco.
Okay.
I'm sure you know where this is going. She is, of course, the one and only Grace Kelly. Yes. So you know I love old Hollywood.
Yeah.
Grace Kelly is an icon. I mean, she was one of Hitchcock's leading ladies. But if you don't know her, picture stereotypical Barbie, literally. She's got blonde hair, blue eyes, obviously beautiful. And to the world, she seemed like the ultimate good girl. She was an Oscar-winning starlet who married a real-life prince. She lived the ultimate fairy tale. But this charmed life came at a price. Grace spent her entire life working towards perfection, to be the perfect actress, the perfect wife, the perfect princess, and the perfect mother. And this desire to be the best ultimately cost Grace her own perfect happiness. It's the early morning hours on March 31st, 1955. And 25-year-old Grace Kelly is just getting back to her suite at the Bel Air Hotel in Los Angeles. She kicks off her heels and sighs. Her feet are killing her, and she's dying to get out of the dress she's wearing. But first, she gets to work washing the makeup off her face. Grace looks at herself in the mirror. The French twist in her hair is loose, and mascara is streaked down her cheeks. Just a few hours ago, she looked glamorous. But now she looks how she feels. Drained. Tonight was a big night for Grace. She won her first Academy Award for Best Actress. It was a night filled with celebration, dancing, and laughter. But now the fun has come to an end. Grace walks over to the bed and flops down. Her ears are still ringing from the night's partying. It's even more noticeable now that she's back in her hotel room, where there are no other noises except for a buzz from the bedside lamp. There are no family or friends waiting for her. No special someone by her side to help her celebrate. Grace didn't even have a date for the ceremony. So now it's just her, all alone. Grace reaches around to unzip her icy blue dress, but it's too hard to reach by herself. After a minute, she gives up and lies back on the bed. She wishes she had someone to recap the night with, or at the very least to help her unzip her damn dress.
Mm-hmm. That's why you go to these events with best friends.
Exactly, yeah. Eventually, Grace picks up the phone on the nightstand. She starts to dial a number she knows by heart, her ex-boyfriend's, Don. But then she stops and puts the phone back down. She already called Don earlier to tell him about her night. Grace racks her brain for someone else she could call, but she draws a blank. She's a fashion icon, an A-list actress, and she just won an Oscar. There should be plenty of people to help her celebrate. It should be one of the happiest nights of Grace's life, but instead, it's one of the loneliest. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And this is Even the Royals, where we bring you true stories of the world's kings, queens, and all the wannabes in their orbit.
It's a show about pulling back the gilded curtain.
Because despite the whole anointed by God thing, royals are just like us.
Yeah, they have messy breakups, backstabbing frenemies, and workplace drama.
Only theirs end in wars, beheadings, and sometimes the fall of dynasties. All that glitters is in gold. This two-part series is all about Grace Kelly, who trades Hollywood glamour for a royal title and domestic bliss, only to find that no matter who you are, being the perfect woman is an impossible fantasy. This is part one, Fire and Ice.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a historian, professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that provides a complete overview of U.S. history through storytelling, yet keeps the rigor you'd expect in a university class. Starting with 22-year-old George Washington in his first battle, join me for a chronological telling of the United States' story, its unlikely revolution, fractious civil war, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way through the progressive era. Find History That Doesn't Suck wherever you get your podcasts.